welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we are delighted that you are here. And boy, is there a lot happening. Oh, my. Whoa. Okay, we've got a whole lot of stuff that we can go into, which is going to be really fun and interesting. So, Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone. So the answers that come through from the being that's choosing to be with us today are totally pure. And that's really important. There's no filter. Okay? So we're looking forward to tonight's show. Here we go.
Hello, dear one.
Welcome.
Thank you. This is Dwakul.
Dwakul. Wonderful. It hasn't been that long since you were here. Just a few weeks ago.
Yes.
Okay. Can you share with our callers and listeners why it's you today, what your message is? And you, of course, are called the Tibetan, right? Because you had a lifetime as a Tibetan monk. Okay. Can you share with our callers and listeners?
I see that many of you look at your life and your circumstances and go, what a mess. Who did this to me? I would have you instead go to the mirror, point your forefinger at your image, and say, it was me. I did it. Because you did.
This is quite true, and the host and I had a discussion this morning about almost the same thing, and those of us who are experiencing many challenges, whether most common is health or finances right now, although there's others, Merlin told us that it was because we wanted to prove to ourselves that we were brave. And I'm going, oh, really? So I don't know what you might realize for yourself as to why you created the life you did and what you're experiencing right now. I do know that everybody here has a mission at this special time on planet Earth and the massive changes taking place. And some people have understood that and stepped up. And unfortunately, many have not yet, but hopefully that is changing on a daily basis. So this is a really key time and good for us to get in touch with what we planned pre-birth, because we all did, which is both exciting and a little scary sometimes. Let's get started with one of the most important things that we see going on right now is in Arizona, the VOP called Veterans on Patrol, who is a self-organized group, as I understand it, vets who go out and look in the wilds of Arizona, and of course that's a big trafficking area, but for vets that need help. They want to give their compatriots help, and so they've organized themselves to do this. And they came across that within the last 8 to 10 days, I believe, they came across what was obviously a human trafficking and child trafficking site with all kinds of evidence. It's been very interesting. Can you speak to this?
You're in a phase of disclosure, as it's so called, on your planet, and this is part of what is being exposed.
Yes. Yes, and the as awful as the stories are, the fact that it's being exposed is wonderful, and it's my sense that this has gone viral or is in the process of going viral, and that vets all across the country are realizing that they can pick up the lead and do something in their own areas close to where they live. Because these camps are all over the place, are they not?
There is no area of the world that has escaped.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And it's my understanding that one of the big companies particularly involved as with owning the land where this camp was found is CEMEX, C-E-M-E-X, which is a Mexican cement company, and that they are part of, they're very involved in this, child trafficking, human trafficking, organ trafficking, and sex slavery. But they're part of a network that certainly is heavily domestic, maybe tied in overseas as well.
Spans the globe.
Spans the globe. Okay. All Cole says, where it's like a huge underground, very awful, and I don't mean to sound judgmental, but these are not happy circumstances for the people who get involved.
No, they are not happy circumstances for those that are abused. And they do damage the souls of those doing the perpetrating.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's very, very correct. There's been speculation that up approximately 20 years ago, which was very publicized, the Jean-Benet Ramsey case, the little adorable little six-year-old. Was she being pimped out by her parents? Was she part of this? That murder has never been solved, according to the police.
No, there were other things that worked there in that particular instance.
Okay. None of them pleasant.
Right.
Yes. Okay.
Let's put it this way. She was allowed to be physically vulnerable at a time that she shouldn't have been.
Yeah, she was only six, right? Okay. And adorable.
Certainly adorable.
Yeah. Okay. Beautiful child. All right. The volcano in Hawaii. It's our understanding that the PGV, which stands for Puna, that area, Geothermal Venture, which was very involved with Rothschild and the Khazarian Israeli mafia, has been totally destroyed. And that Pele has had her way, finally, with this fracking and nastiness. Is that true?
That is so.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that that is taken care of. The plan, apparently, launched many years ago, was to create a massive explosion using the volcano, which has been an active volcano, probably the longest currently on the planet. And I have been there and watched the lava flow, and it is hot. It's amazing and both gorgeous and frightening to watch at the same time. And been close enough to push a stick into it, okay, and see how it reacts. What an experience, okay. But our understanding that 60,000 gallons of highly flammable liquid was removed about 3 to 4 weeks ago from that plant facility that they were going to use to make a massive tsunami or some such thing that would take out Hawaii and maybe many of the South Sea Islands and possibly the West Coast. Was that the plan of the Rothschilds and the people involved?
Indeed it was.
Okay, so all that's true. And I understand that they had quite a challenge getting that stuff out of there, but the good guys went in very bravely and took it over the plant's, the personnel complaints and trying to stop it.
Objection. Yes.
All right. Okay. The Ben Fulford report this week, he says that Israeli, that would be the Khazarian mafia, the takedown is imminent. and I know it's going to be imminent at some point. Is it truly imminent, or is it still a little ways off?
Well, if you call 2.5 days imminent, it's imminent.
Whoa, that's imminent. Oh, wow, really, that fast. Wow. Okay, of course, it's been a long time coming. That's great. Okay. And that now Italy and Spain and Slovenia are in the process of pulling out of the EU. Poland and Hungary already have, and maybe some other countries. So that leaves France, Germany, and Holland, and, of course, the UK, even though they voted on Brexit. There's been a lot of opposition to pulling out. That leaves them pretty much holding the EU bag. Is that true?
That is so. It is the end.
It is the end. And that, too, is relatively imminent, is it not?
Yes.
Okay. And the Bilderberger Conference that takes place every year, they chose Turin, Italy, this year for the conference. And there's very excellent coverage, which I sent out in email just a little while ago, about the attendees and the agenda. So there's more and more openness about this. This has been a very secret organization of elitists planning the total control of the world, is it not?
Yes, and still is.
And still is. And they're allowing a little more coverage. There's a man named Dan, who I believe is Canadian, who's been covering it for a few years. But is it true that they're allowing a little more coverage? Because, first of all, a lot more people know about it. But they honestly believe that even though they probably see the handwriting on the wall, they do not believe they are vulnerable, that they are above everything. Is that basically what's going on?
Correct.
Okay. Good grief. All right. Well, so be it. They will be history. I'm guessing that next year about this time there will be no Bilderberger meeting, probably, or nothing of significance. It's an annual meeting.
There's a chance that it will happen. One in a big number.
One in a big number. Okay, that works. Okay. The California primary, which is held the first Tuesday in June, I understand the Democratic Party got some wake-up calls because there was a lot of pro-Republican stuff. Is that report correct?
Yes, but let's talk about the fact that all governance is going to be changing on your planet very soon.
Yes, it is. So this is just a nice step in the right direction. It doesn't really have that much significance in the sense of it's an indication that more people are waking up, yes?
Correct.
Yes, and that is good. That is really good. Okay. In line with the human trafficking, there's been a beautiful chart put out that included just California as far as missing children. But it looked way underestimated. In the most recent year, the speaker was saying there's about 80,000 children in California alone that were gone missing. Is that correct?
That is correct.
It is correct. Okay. And that Child Protective Services, there's got to be a few good intentioned people in there, I would think, because most government agencies of any kind have some good people and some nasties, if we will, who have a different agenda. Child Protective Services, is it totally corrupt or just partially?
Only 97%.
Oh, that's huge. God, okay, that's huge. Okay, back to Ben Fulford's report. Ben reported that Solomon, the good guy that was put in recently and was killed on April 21st, when the
his area was stormed. He says he was a bad guy. That's not true. That's one of the things Ben has said in order to stay alive?
Correct.
Okay. He was a good guy, and the new guy is a mixed bag. Is that right?
That is so.
But it doesn't really matter because all of this, Saudi Arabia and every other country, it's all changing. So it's all temporary anyway, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'd like to address his bringing up the Leo Wanta funds, $26 trillion. I need to do some history on this, which I did not get done, and send this out because a lot of people will say, Leo Wanta, who is he? What I remember is that when Reagan was president, that Wanta was an ambassador to some country. So he was not like in the news every day, but he was a prominent person and a good person. And that Reagan saw an opportunity to try to protect some of the gold, the wealth of the United States, by handing it over to Wanta's control in some way. Is that close?
Close, yeah.
Close enough right now. Okay. And that Leo Wanta has hung in there and been opposed by the cabal forever, with them trying to steal the gold or actually getting control of the gold, and yet it's wealth that belongs to the people of the United States, is it not?
That is so.
Okay. And $26 trillion pretty much kills the national debt, or most of it, which is fake anyway.
Correct.
Correct. Okay. So is Trump... he probably is going to bring this about at some point, is he not?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because it's right. It's right. Okay, this was one of the right things that Reagan did, as president. Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Fulford also made what I consider a false report about China needing to be contained. China is our ally, along with Russia, right?
Correct.
There's still a cabal element in all countries, but
everyone,
yes. But China contained no. Okay. The other thing I remember he mentioned is that the Department of Defense (DOD) has taken over the security clearances for all government agencies. Is this true or no?
Yes.
It is true. Now, is this good guys in the DOD that are doing this, or is it still a mix in there?
Good guys.
Good guys. Yay. Yay. All right. So they can get busy denying security clearances for people that should never have been given them or abuse them or whatever, right?
Correct.
And can they simply lift these by a letter, by a proclamation, by... Does somebody have to approve these? Does it have to go up the chain of command within the DOD?
There is oversight, but it is not onerous.
Okay. So they have somewhat of a free rein to just go after the people who are still around in the deep state as to their security clearances. Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Okay. As of yesterday, today, whatever, Bayer Pharmaceutical Company has taken over at Monsanto and is dropping the Monsanto label or name because Monsanto does not have a good name around the world. And it's my understanding that Bayer originally was IG Farben in Germany, started before World War II.
Correct.
It was one of the earliest pharmaceutical companies to come onto the planet,
yes,
to be created.
Yes.
And I read a report a long time ago that the IG Farben plant in Germany during World War II took up about a square block or big block or something like that, the buildings, and that all the pilots doing the bombing in Germany, in that area, were told to avoid the IG Farben building, that was off limits for bombing, correct?
Correct.
Correct. So the cabal then was protecting their pharmaceutical interests. Yes.
Yes.
And this, we're talking 19, 42, 43, long, long time ago. Okay. Alice Johnson, whose sentence has been commuted by Trump, she was a nonviolent drug abuser, supposedly. She was said served 20 years of a life sentence, and Obama had her request for commutation on his desk for months and never did anything with it. Is this all true?
True.
Okay. So others now will be able to be released from prison for nonviolent drug offenses. They don't belong there, right?
Correct.
And the three strikes you're out. Aren't there a number of people in California, maybe other states, where the third strike was something stupid and none of the three were really bad, but they're in prison, like, for life? Is that true?
That is so.
Is this being worked on now to release those people?
Yes.
So the research is being done case by case to have these come up?
Case by case and broader sections.
So they can do more than one at a time.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. It's also been reported that some countries are now taking moves to deport illegals, that they will welcome true refugees asking for asylum, but the illegals that have overrun Europe, many countries, not all, some countries refused from the beginning, that this is now in place because the countries are suffering terribly and can't take care of their own citizens, yes?
Correct.
Okay. Will this continue to advance?
Yes.
And maybe rather quickly?
let us home.
Okay. Because people are waking up to what's really going on over there, and that some of these areas have been decimated by people who have not been seeking really a better life necessarily, but have come to harm and destroy or create havoc or some such. Okay, Carol, welcome.
Thank you very much. Good evening, everyone. I've been in communication with Rod and Mary, and they asked me to come up with a name of somebody that could help me. And the name I've come up with is Jessica Yoder. And I'm going to my doctor tomorrow, but I need her to sign some kind of protocol so I can help have this paid for and even get the treatments. Can you help me with that?
Done.
Thank you very, very much. I do appreciate that. And
you're welcome.
I've been working on, I have a friend in Montana that is trying to block my healing with my sacred soul partner, and I've been working on blocking his interference. Is that done?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And I guess that's all the questions I have for now. Very much appreciate all of you. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Namaste.
Thank you, Carol. Let me stop here and make an announcement, which I haven't done for a very long time. The information that is coming through, obviously, today it's Dral Kul, the Tibetan, but the information, a lot of the stuff that we learn is from the other side, Merlin and others. And there's a lot of people, I think, who are very confused because there's so much misinformation and disinformation about the political and economic and banking systems and geopolitical stuff out there that even people who are very aware get taken in every once in a while. And we are very, very grateful for our connection that the host has in order to be able to clarify and get to the truth, because most good people just want to know the truth and they don't like being confused. So I want to tell you, those of you who want either a personal session or something that would cover ongoing events or anything like that, that if you will email, the easiest one would be myfoundation@fastmail.fm. That's myfoundation@fastmail. That's F like Frank, ASTMAIL.FM, like fast mail. If you will email that and ask for information about a private session or a session for two people, we will be happy to comply. The host does these. I've helped people with their sessions sometimes and sat in on them because they don't know how to ask the questions they really want to ask. And so I help develop the topics that will really give them what they're looking for. And I've watched people in an hour or less, their lives change because they get a completely different perspective on situations in their life, whether it's finances or work or relationships or health or anything that they're uncertain about and concerned about. The answers are clear and true, and who usually comes through is the high guide of the individual. That's not always true, but often true. And that's the high guide of the individual, someone who has absolutely your best interest at heart and do anything to help you and does feed you information that we call intuition on an ongoing basis. Sometimes people listen and sometimes they don't, but it's very powerful. So myfoundation@fastmail.fm for information about that. We love to do these sessions, and it's so powerful and helps people solve all kinds of things. With that little commercial, Brett, would you please limit yourself to one question today? Yes, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Brett, are you there?
Yes, who's coming through tonight?
This is Dwell Cool, and you need to speak up. You're very soft.
Okay, all right.
That's much better. One question, please, your most important question.
Okay.
Hello, dear one.
Yes, in the Hindu religion, which I knew nothing about, a few times, and you have, one of the past channels here, has acknowledged that it's true that Lord Brahma talked through my body, and I have known nothing about the Hindu religion, and I'm curious, he seems to be in the background? Can you tell me anything about this?
He has made himself available to bring information forth.
Yes, and the first time he told me to radiate love, and then I've done hundreds of hours of that. And then he came through another time, and it's always when I wake up in the morning hyperventilating, and then this time he told me to stay in a state of gratitude and go from my heart. So it is. Can you tell me anything more about this character in the Hindu religion, Lord Brahma? Is he an ascended master? And what? I think he said that he's in one of the channelings through. He's in the 12th dimension. Is that correct?
Brett, we need to keep this to one question.
Okay, it's just okay. We'll call it quits. I just one last.
Okay. Thank you, Brett. Okay. There was a video that I saw a couple of days that I did send out of Alex Jones. Now, this is titled The Plan. And Alex Jones, some people have a bit of an issue with him because he comes across as a revival preacher, okay? Which is kind of fun, but kind of, you know, you just have to take his personality with a grain of salt if it's necessary, or you may really enjoy that. But he reaches a lot of people. I found this to be a very interesting, about 26 minutes, and should I send it out more broadly? Is this something that will help people who are really not aware, or has it already gone viral because Alex has such a wide readership?
It's in the process of going viral, but anything you can do to get it into the hands of those who have yet to start to wake up. Right.
Okay. I will send it out more broadly to my bigger list. As Marilyn said, if I wake up just one person by doing that, it's worth it to start the process of waking up, because this is such a key time in history. It is so incredibly important.
Geez, you think?
Yeah, right. Like, this has been in process for millions of years. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. And the scheduled event was actually scheduled for March 21st, the spring equinox, the birth of the new for this year. And that date was set years ago, but humanity was not quite ready for it. Is that all true?
All true, my dear.
All true. Yes, humanity is. The growth is happening.
Yes.
It's just slower than was anticipated.
And faster than you think.
And, oh, good. Okay, welcome. I'm sorry I missed your name.
Susan.
Hello?
It's Susan.
Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi. I'm getting an
Hello,
echo.
Jeff.
I don't know if you can hear me okay.
I can.
Oh, cool. Thank you for being here tonight.
My pleasure.
I'm in the process of launching two programs through my private charitable foundation that Mary helped me set up. One is equine therapy, and one is healing arts, two things I dearly love. And I was wondering if you could give me any information on that.
Well, I see them both as being hugely successful.
Excellent. Will they start out kind of slow and need to grow for a while? Is there something I can do to promote them?
Buckle up. It's going to be a ride of your life.
Cool. I've been waiting for that all my life. I'm excited. Thank you so much. Is there anything else I should know?
Since intent is everything, you're golden.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All of you, Mary, Rod, Dracul. Thank you. I'll let you get back to all the interesting things you were talking about. Have a good evening. Namaste.
Susan, hold on a minute. Susan?
Okay. Yes. I'm here.
I haven't had a chance. Okay. I haven't had a chance to tell you, but I just found out, you know, we just got the that wonderful energy frequency machine that we've been talking about. And I found out that scheduled for a release is a program that uses this, only it's for cats, dogs,
and horses. Okay.
Cool.
It's going to be called awesome. A veterinarian's program. Okay, because that's who they'll mostly market to and so forth. And it'll be done with a collar around the animal instead of a headset like we're using now. And it's so exciting. Very exciting because that's going to help your horses.
Yes, okay. That would be great. Yes,
yeah,
I'm very excited.
Yeah, so hang on for that, okay?
I will hang on.
The December release, and they're pretty good about keeping to their schedule. It might be a little bit later, but I don't think it'll be much more than that, okay? So
okay,
I wanted to let you know that.
December, both.
Very exciting.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you. Okay, much love. Okay,
I talk to you. Okay. Cindy, do you want to cover a couple things?
Yes. Hi, Dwall. I have some personal questions. One is for my friend Velvet. She's having to do another major car repair, and she doesn't have the money right at the moment to upgrade to a newer car. Is having to do with the problem with the oil in the engine. Are you able to narrow down the specifics of what it is so she can keep the cost of the repair down?
I think she will find that the major problem is the oil pump.
Oil pump. Oh, it's a cheap fit compared to an engine. Okay, and then she was wondering when she'll be able to upgrade to a newer car, not brand new, but a newer car that's mechanically sound.
July.
Okay, and then I have some personal questions for myself. I was arrogant, humble, and knew better, and I caused a major problem with my bank account, and I'm totally aware that I did this. I'm expecting a large sum of money to come into this bank account, but the bank is going to end up closing the account. They're being generous and letting me open a new account right after they close account number one. So we've been expecting this money for about a month. It's Francois's friend, Laurent. Is Laurent going to deposit the money tomorrow or Saturday?
There's some chance of that happening, yes.
So would you sort of be all pushing where he would do it?
I will do my best.
So if he doesn't deposit it within the next 2 days, will he deposit the money?
No.
Okay. So then there will be no money coming in to keep Melissa and Oliver at the hotel if Lord does not deposit this money?
Correct.
Okay.
But, let me say this. In that regard, all is not as it has been portrayed to you.
And what does that mean?
It means it's not all the way it's been portrayed to you.
So I'm not being told the whole truth?
Correct.
Is that also Francois not telling me the whole truth?
Correct.
Does that mean I should end my relationship with Francois?
I can't make that decision for you.
Well, he owes me a great deal of money. Will I ever get that money from him?
Most likely not, my dear.
Okay, so because I've been told he has money in a bank account and he has not been able to access it. Merlin said he did have this money. So,
and he does.
But, okay. I've been told I will get money to pay my bills by the middle of this month. Will that happen?
Yes.
And how will that money come?
That you don't get to know.
Okay. Okay.
One of the major lessons that one can learn in a 3D incarnation on the planet Earth is trust.
Okay, well, okay. Are we talking about the money coming into my account or about Francois? Or both?
All the above, my dear.
Okay. Okay, so Mary, can I ask some other questions? Nothing that's personal?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Is Trump aware of the event coming?
Yes.
Okay. And so when the event occurs, the bad of the bad will leave planet Earth. Some will go into the fifth right away. Some will go a little bit later. Is there a time frame, like a cutoff, when the ones that are going to go a little bit later into the fifth, into the new year, Earth, is there like a six-month time period, a year time period?
No, my dear, it's not a matter of time. It's a matter of consciousness.
So, okay. So we have the new Earth, and then we have this Earth that we're on. So the ones that don't move into the new Earth in 5D, they'll stay on this Earth? That's my question.
No.
So they will go to another 3D reality?
Some will go to another 3D reality. Others will go elsewhere.
Okay, so the reason why
Cindy,
Cindy,
I have a caller I need to take. We'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Marion, welcome.
Hello.
Hello, dear one.
Good evening.
How can I help you?
Well, I have some personal things going on, and I wanted to ask a couple questions about my situation. My husband's insisting we sell our home and to pay off some debts, and I don't really want to leave my house, and I was wondering if it would be a good idea for me to move away from here, if it would be for the greater good for me to just give in and move.
No.
It would be for the greater good for me to stay here?
Yes.
Okay. Would something like a soul retrieval help me find my path?
Yes.
Would a session with someone like Lori Lipton be a good idea for me then?
Yes.
Okay. My I'm just in a... Okay, then I will try and do that. I plan to go camping for a couple of weeks, wilderness camping with my grandchildren. Is that for the greater good? Should I leave for a couple of weeks?
Yes.
Okay, well, thank you for the guidance. I have been quite torn, not knowing if I should stay here and look for a job or if I should go camping or what I should do. So, thank you so much. I appreciate the guidance. Is there anything that you might want to tell me that might help me along my way?
Be careful of allowing others to pull you down.
Okay. Okay, I will do that. Can you give me any guidance on whether I should look for work and where? What area I should might look in that might help me support myself?
Dear one, you can
Yes.
do consulting in a number of different areas.
Consulting.
I think that would serve you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. I hadn't considered it.
Please
thank
do.
Thank you so much. Okay. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Namaste.
Namaste.
Thank you, Marion. I'll be in touch. I'll send you an email later.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
No, my...
Okay. Who? I'm sorry? Okay, Cindy? You back?
Yes, you can go on with your questions. I can save all mine for next week.
Okay. All right. We saw a video of the Dutch banker, Ronald Bernard. There's such an incredible story about being brought up in a very unpleasant situation and becoming, as he says, an unpleasant person, and his transformation into back into getting the light, getting in touch with the light within himself and in everybody. This man, I think I sent out the video already. He's an amazing person. Was this? Is he still alive on the planet, or was he taken out because of his turning into a really good guy?
He's still around.
Oh, so they're not bothering him like they do with others as much.
They have done some.
Something. Stuff, but he's either protecting himself or being protected.
Being protected.
He's being protected. Excellent. Okay. Paul Ryan, he's been a nasty guy for a long time, has he not? He's not supporting Trump. He's not doing a good job in his capacity in Congress, right?
He doesn't serve anyone.
Including himself.
Right.
Right. Okay. So he's probably not long for things in the near future, I would imagine. He could be one of the sealed indictments? Could be.
Correct.
Yes, okay. There's a report that just within the last few days, 160 children were rescued in the Atlanta area. Is that true?
That is dope.
That is awesome. Okay. I don't know any details, but the fact that that happened is great. Are these children, can they be returned to their families? Do they have families, some of them, to go back to?
Some have families, yes.
And what about the ones that don't? What happens when Child Protective Services is so not for the good? What's happening to these others?
They will be taken care of in a special way.
Oh, so the organization that freed them is going to take care of seeing that they get what they need.
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. Okay. The Contact in the Desert annual meeting just happened, I think, last weekend. And Emery Smith, who has exposed so much of the secret space programs and the aliens and the stuff that the government has hidden from us. I was told that he had been taken out some time ago, but was this really Emery Smith there, especially with an interview with David Wilcock?
Yes.
The real guy?
Yes.
The real guy. So he's also being protected?
Yes.
That is awesome. All right. So it's time for all these takeouts, these takedowns of good people to stop. And the fewer cabal we have, the more they stop, right?
Right.
Okay. Awesome. Okay. A number of Walmart facilities have been closed across the country. Have these been turned into child trafficking, sex trafficking, detention centers, and so forth?
Only 73%.
Of the closed ones?
Yes.
73%. I don't think that's exactly what Sam Walton had in mind when he started Walmart. No, I don't think so.
No.
No. So I heard some years ago that Walmart was one of the biggest money launderers on the planet. Has that been true?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Internationally, even though it's focused on the U.S., they're internationally money laundering. Okay. It looks like our time is about up. I do have one other thing. Roseanne Barr. What's the story on Roseanne and the latest with her?
She does bring attention to things that need it in her own unique way.
With a price to her sometimes, yes, but she's providing a service then, from what you say, that she's actually providing a service. Good for her. All right. Well, Dwalkul, thank you so very much for being here today. We are very grateful for your presence and all your beautiful answers. And helping people. Again, anybody who wants more information about the session, even soul retrieval, the host does soul retrieval as well. Just email myfoundation@fastmail.fm. And you have a last word for our callers and listeners.
You can.
Okay. Whatever it is, you can. We can. We all can.
Yes,
good. Thank you again, Dwalkul, for being here. Many blessings, and we're grateful. Namaste. Okay.